News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Shane is no ordinary four-year-old boy. He was born with a severe form of cerebral palsy, a hole in his heart and multiple cysts on his brain. His parents are fighting for assistance from their local county council in Limerick, but are hitting some obstacles. Now, Fianna Fáil TD Niall Collins, a little earlier, gave us his thoughts on the predicament Shane's family are in.
The Enright family are in a very tragic circumstance. They're a family with multiple health problems. Richard will never work again. His wife has health issues. And two of their three children have profound ongoing medical needs which need to be met. The problem for the Enright family is the fact that they're falling between all the systems of support that we have within the state, namely the local authority, the HSC and the Department of Social Protection. It's a problem which you do come across from time to time. You see, the Enrights have an income, but they have no certainty around it because of the circumstances that they find themselves in.
Now, a spokesperson for Limerick City and County Council released a statement on Friday saying, "We do not comment on individual cases, but we are bound by a means test scale set by the Department of the Environment, Housing and Local Government and apply maximum grant aid when allowed." Now, join us to discuss this is Shane's dad, Richard Enright. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
You've been fighting and campaigning for 2.5 years on your behalf of Shane. Just tell us first about Shane's birth.
Shane was born, Paul, on the 17th of August, 2013. Apologies.
We can get a brain freeze. Yeah. Don't worry, go on.
Now, he was born then. The thing for Shane was, I suppose, we all got up on the 17th of August, 2013. Normal family, everything was going fine. No problems, major problems. The next thing was, I suppose, that my wife was rushed to hospital in Tralee General, and I think her whole world was changed because Shane was born 15 weeks premature. Shane was 835 grams when he was born, and there was very little survival rate, if any. Then Shane was taken from Tralee General Hospital to a specialised unit in Cork University, where Shane had a long stay to make him healthy and to get him on the road home and just to keep him safe within the hospital. Now, Shane has cysts on his brain. He has the spastic diplegia, which is a neurological condition. Shane has lots of issues, and I suppose cerebral palsy came to our family, and I suppose we've got to deal with it now, Paul. And we always thought that our longest time would be spending the time in intensive care. There were long nights, there were 14 hours per day. Myself and my wife were sharing the time. I suppose we were thrown into this situation where we had to just keep going, and the adrenaline kept us going. So we wanted to get Shane out the other side of it, and we thought that our toughest time would be in hospital. But when we brought Shane home, Shane had a different challenges in his life. He had apnea, which was quite a tough thing when he came home, and we had to deal with that. And I suppose then he was getting involved with occupational therapists, and the problem was then that I suppose we ran up again that Shane had extra needs, and that was our job to try and solve those needs for Shane.
Richard, tell us, what is the quality of Shane's life like at today?
Shane has good and bad days, Paul. He has days where he basically has a lot of pains and cramps and tightness within his body. Now, those days that Shane can be good, and he can, he can mobilize himself with his wheelchair and his walker and things. But like with cerebral palsy, there is good days and bad days, and Shane is having he's having a mixture at the moment.
Now, you and your wife have medical issues which make it very difficult for you to care for him yourself.
Myself, talking on a personal note, I have 35 general anaesthetics taken since 2013 because I have chronic pain in my joints and things. My wife has her own conditions. I have spent a lot of weeks in hospital last year away from the family. And I suppose it's a major worry, because any time you go in for a surgery or any time you go for a procedure, I keep thinking to myself, if anything will happen, either myself or his mom, what happened, Shane, here? And I suppose we're basically looking for to get Shane help here.
Okay, what have you sought from the council, Richard?
We have looked for a grant. No, we have looked for help. We won't say a grant. We've looked for help from the council. We have contacted the HSC. Now, we never thought this was going to be a major issue, because Shane ticked all the boxes. He had all the things, you know, to get the grant. Now, basically, what has happened is we have applied to get a grant for Shane for €30,000. We have an income.
What will that buy? What will that pay for?
€15,544 is what they will give us of an €80,000 bill. Now, the thing with this is, and I have been speaking to people, and Niall Collins has been my representative on this, what does $15,000 do? $15,000 will do very little, because that's for somebody, I'm assuming, with very little needs. Now, Shane has a lot of needs, and he has a 15-page occupational therapist letter which says that Shane needs to build out an extension with a double room onto his house.
Very finally, Richard, what will happen to Shane if you can't get the necessary funding that you're looking for?
Well, Shane's life is going to be very different. Shane will not be able to practice on his wheelchair, on his care walker. Life is very difficult at the moment, because my wife can only wash in once a week, because she has her own health conditions, and things are going to become very difficult, Shane. Shane is 24 kgs now, and he's getting bigger, and the problems are getting bigger with it. We have wrote to Finian McGrath. We have asked Finian McGrath for help. It took him 6 months to reply to our letter, which we're not happy about, Paul. 6 months. We're a family in crisis today. We need help today. We don't need to go through another paper trail. We need our son looked after. He needs his basic rights, and he needs them now.
And before we leave there, that Richard, what did Finian McGrath say in his response after
Finian
6 months?
Finian McGrath has basically said that he has passed it on to the Minister for Housing, which basically there is a €30,000 grant there, and the council looks at it in different ways, but that's not good enough to us today. This grant is out of date. Like, this grant has been in place for a very, very long time. Okay. €30,000 in this day in age will not do anything for anybody. Okay. And we need to speak for people with disability here, Paul.
Okay, we have to leave it there. Richard Enright, we wish you and Shane and your family the very best, and hopefully that situation will resolve itself. And thank you very much for joining us.